Today, my guest will be the well-known fishing expert, Mo Hoffman. Mo has promised to talk about the problems of a fishing novice. We'll start our conversation right after we have this important message.
Mr. Hoffman, how does a novice decide which is the best way to fish?
Well, I would suggest that most of these sporting goods stores throughout the country are fairly adept at answering these questions and are capable. And if people watch their various sports magazines and look for the tips on tackle or tips on fishing that come out invariably once or twice a month showing people how to use this tackle, they would be no problem. Well, put themselves in the hands of a good sports store.
Uh-huh. Well, now you're the expert. Now, what about me? How am I to decide? You have certain lures, certain kind of thing that's going to bring the fish to the line. Now, how am I going to decide whether I ought to take and put a worm on it, or should I put some other kind of lure on my line?
Well, Jack, the best friend you have is a man that's standing alongside of you fishing. And leave it not be said that you can't nudge him. It's not like a game of golf. You don't have to keep quiet. You go over and say, "Hey, John, how'd you catch your fish?" "Well, I got him on a yellow bucktail," or "I got him on a Mickey Finn." I mean, they're only too happy to help you with this thing.
I see. Now we've gotten ourselves to the point where we've got our lure on our line. Mm-hmm. We've cast. We finally grab our fish. Where does the thrill come in from this point on?
Well, with bait fishing, it would be more or less of hooking a fish and trying to land them in fast water. The thrill here is that, for instance, with this spinning tackle we're using right now, we're using 4-pound line, 3-pound line, and you get into a good fish, maybe 3.5 or 4 pounds in fast water,
uh-huh.
And you got a fairly heavy fish, and he moves pretty good. You're using 4-pound line,
yeah.
And a little tiny hook that's no bigger than, I'd say the size of a bent pin that we used to use in the boys' fishing. Remember old bent pin fishing? And you get hooked in pretty good fish, and he starts to bounce around and jump and thrash. There's quite a thrill in it.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to bring that fish to bay, or bring him back over to the side of still water, and drop a net under him is quite a thrill and quite an event.
Mm-hmm. Takes an expert, really, there.
Well, it doesn't take, no. Jack, it doesn't take an expert. It takes a man with a little thinking.
Mm-hmm. How about patience?
Patience is a big item as far as fishing is concerned. Patience is one of the biggest items, let's put it that way.
Mm. Mr. Hoffman, sitting here talking to you has been a most interesting little session for me. I appreciate the fact you've taken the time to come out and talk about fishing in general, and I know that some of our listeners are going to get the bug because of what has been said here today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.